Well, good morning, everybody. We're Mike and Casey. It's Monday, and it's 8:46 at 100.7 WHUD.
Exactly 10 years ago, I was talking to Ron Swoboda of the Amazing Mets about that catch he had made 40 years earlier, the one that galvanized his team, and they went on to win the 69 World Series. Ron Swoboda said something to me that day that changed me to my core. His philosophy changed me for good. And here we are 10 years later, and he's bringing out my happy tears again. Here's the catch, is his new book with this great philosophy.
Look at what you're doing, throw yourself into it completely, and you have no idea what could come out of it. Because the growth and development, you know, of you as a person and as in your profession kind of happens invisibly. If you just stay at it every day and try to do the best that you can do and bring the best of you to it. And the rest of it's going to take care of itself.
I just love you. That's perfect.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that, though. That's really cool. I've always been just an average guy who's gotten to do some things that, in retrospect, you go, wow, look what happened. You know, it's not because you were a genius or because you had all the tools or everything just, you know, laid out. It's like you scuffled every day and you tried to do it the best you could do it every day. And it didn't always work, but you went and taught them the next day. And then, you know, I believe in that sort of ethic of trying, you know.
All right. Well, you have managed to bring my partner to tears.
You know what? I'm not good at anything that doesn't engage me emotionally. I dig it, okay?
Yeah, when I said they're offering Ron Swoboda, I said, don't you have something you want to tell him? I remember her telling me one morning, because she's always talking about
it. That's the sweetest thing. Come on.
Oh,
that's,
I agree.
It is, man.
I make her cry for all the wrong reasons. But that's 20 years together.
Now, tell us about your book, please.
I live in New Orleans, and I do AAA baseball. I'm the color guy on the AAA baseball broadcast. But I had some friends that I would tell these stories to, and I had a good friend who's a lawyer here, and he said, you need to write this stuff down. And this is 3 years ago, you know? And I said, I don't know. I enjoy telling the stories. I've had an interesting life, completely unconventional. He said, you need to write it down. He said, if you don't get this together in time for the 50th anniversary, nobody will buy it. And I went, I get that. And I not feeling compelled to write, I said, your logic is impeccable. Let's go with it. And I started writing stuff. I got a big stack of stuff, and I didn't know what to do with it. I needed somebody to get in there and help me edit this down into a book. I didn't know what a book looked like. I didn't know what kind of shape it should take. But I had a bunch of stories. So I was lucky enough to get connected with a guy named Jamie Malinowski. And he helped me put this thing in book form, and that's what we handed to the agent, and that's what they bought. And I, you know, it was a process that I'd never been through before. It was a lot of fun and interesting in itself.
All right, and you're going to be signing at the Book Review in Huntington, Long Island, June 26th, and also at Bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey, which is a great bookstore. I've been there. 6 o'clock on Monday, July 1st. It's Ron Swoboda and his new memoir, Here's the Catch, The Miracle Mets and More. Ron, all the best. You have made my day for sure, and I know Casey is still emotionally wrung out.
Casey, do it, girl, and thank you so much for relating that to me. That's cool.
Now, it's a full circle moment. 10 years ago, you changed my life. Today, I get to say thank you.
Well, hey, you are welcome. You did it. But thank you.
You just never know where inspiration is going to come from. And I was shocked 10 years ago when Ron Swoboda rocked my world with his great attitude. Now read his book, Here's the Catch.
All right. And don't forget, you can catch him at those two book signings we mentioned. The book is just out as the Miracle Mets celebrate their 50th anniversary. See all-